is bird note. In November of 2010, an elegant fork-tailed flycatcher, a bird normally found between southern Mexico and Argentina, turned up at a park on the shores of Connecticut. Picture an 11-inch bird. It has a black head, a white belly, and a deeply forked tail about twice as long as its body. Why this flycatcher would stray thousands of miles from its home range is a mystery. It was spotted at Cove Island Park, 84 acres near Stamford, where people enjoy baseball, stroll on well-groomed paths, and barbecue with friends. A few years ago, after Audubon declared a section of the park an important bird area, local citizens worked with the city to create a wildlife sanctuary there. Today, the Cove Island Wildlife Sanctuary, formerly a landfill, contains groves of oak and cedar, dogwood and birch. It has meadows and dunes, even an apple orchard. Migrating birds, exhausted and hungry, find food, shelter, and a place to rest. With conservation now in the mix, the park offers refuge and renewal to people and wildlife, as it did for our rare visitor, the fork-tailed flycatcher. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. Today's show was brought to you by the Lufkin Family Foundation.